Hello, friends, and welcome to Mindful Mutiny. I just heard of a circumstance through somebody I'm acquainted with. This person is somebody who works as a coach teaching young people how to do martial arts. And in this gym, it's a community gym that's located in an urban area. It's a very important space for these young people to come and learn a skill, how to be in a community, how to gain self-confidence. And in martial arts, you learn how to defend yourself. You learn how to become an athlete. Many very important things that you learn, how to get up when it hurts sometimes. What happened here is that this person works as a coach and has been told by their management not to have the young people actually spar with one another, which, in my opinion, is one of the main points of having this gym to begin with. And what management told this coach is, we don't want them hitting each other just in case one of them actually were to get hurt. But in martial arts, you learn how to defend yourself, how to be tough, how to have respect for your opponent, a lot of very important things. It's also something that's very important, particularly for boys, to understand the limits of their power. And so, as a means of trying to get these young people engaged in something that felt like contact, he devised a game of dodgeball. And the kids loved it. They just loved it. They got to throw the ball. Some of them got pinged in the head, and they all got up, and the kids were fine. And management was furious because some of the kids could have been hurt in a game of dodgeball with rubber balls. And they wrote this coach up because what he did was something that certainly could have created risk for the gym. And my question is, what have we become? What is this? And how many systems create this kind of false sense of we're doing something? These young people are showing up to learn how to spar. These boys are trying to learn how to handle their warrior spirit. They're trying to learn how to do something that's going to benefit their self-confidence, their physical prowess for their lives. How to defend themselves, how to defend others, how to stand up for the weak, how to be in a community, how to do something together, how to be resilient, how to get hurt and know it's not the end, that you can just keep going, that you're going to be fine. It's a lot of what this kind of thing is supposed to be teaching a young person. Yet sometimes the organizations, the businesses, the companies forget what the purpose of their entire apparatus is supposed to be doing in a community, in a world. How meaningless is that? And what are these young people actually learning? They're learning how to exercise. That's fine, I guess, but that's not why they came there. They came there to learn something about their physical power. So I wanted to talk about this today as another indication of how our modern system seems to kind of take the meaning out of things. Prioritizing safety over all else. Prioritizing safety over privacy. Prioritizing safety over learning, over understanding one another, over many other things. And so if you are in a position, if you're in a job, if you're in a community where you're just feeling stagnant, why is that? Is it possible that the true meaning and spirit of what it is that that community is supposed to be has somehow been stripped? Stripped from the activity, stripped from the product, stripped from the department, stripped of meaning, and replaced with a sense that safety is the most important thing. Well, anybody who's actually ever lived a full life can really truly tell you that some of the most transformative things that you're going to face in your life are times when you have major adversity. When you have times when you have to get up because you believe how important it is for you to get up. Adversity. Coming into contact with immovable objects and figuring out what it is that you're going to do. It's kind of one of the major meanings of life. And what are we actually doing when we are removing that from so many things? In what way is that affecting the way that we approach what it is that we do and how we believe in it? Are you maybe working for a social services agency that really doesn't do anything to help people come to a sense of their true worth? Are you working as some kind of emergency room social worker where everybody that comes in gets put on a 5150 because it's not going to be your liability? In what way are we carving out, participating in the carving out of meaning in things for the sake of just keeping things status quo? And what is that doing to you? What is it doing to you to day after day having a mindset of liability reduction, which is an important concept here and there? But there is also a tremendous importance in learning the things that define your potential. And without running up against things that sometimes hurt, how on earth are you supposed to do that? Because the world, it is not safe. And that's okay. The world is not a place that is going to move for you. And that's okay. And so as you traverse things, as you work through your work day today and tomorrow, what is the actual meaning of what it is that you do? Why did you start doing the things that you do? And has the meaning been carved out of it? Has it become so much of a, I don't know, bureaucracy? That it doesn't really seem like you're doing what you had originally intended to do. And I think a reasonable example of that is what I hear from a lot of police officers, that they spend most of their time writing and being cogs in a giant bureaucratic system when they really got into the whole thing because they wanted to make some sort of difference in the world. Instead, they spend most of their time writing and not making a difference. The difference you make in the world is one of the many things that gives life meaning. And when that meaning is intentionally stripped, it's a crime. It's a crime against the people that are in your company. It's a crime against your neighbors. When you act based upon the spirit of what it is that you believe in, when you strip it down and you go, you know what? I feel like the work that I'm doing right now, the meaning has been stripped out of it, and I need to recalibrate and reassess what is important and what I really need to spend the minutes and hours of my day doing. That's when you're starting to actually have a transformation in the meaning of how it is that you spend your time. So, long and meandering story short here. Are you doing things every day that define the greatest you? Are you working for a company that has, or an organization that has stripped out the original meaning of what it was supposed to be for something different? And are you personally okay with where it's at? And if not, what are you going to do about it? And are you going to recognize it? Live a life that is meaningful. Do things that are meaningful. And do not participate in systems that dilute that, that shave it down, that take the meaning out of things. That is the kind of stuff that makes for work and pleasure that doesn't feel meaningful at all. And you owe it to yourself to participate in things that are strong, meaningful, and healthy for you, and ultimately for the people around you. Do all of this and go be something great.